And welcome back to our New Year's program, as we will continue, of course, with our psychic and astrologers. Up next, psychic Elizabeth Joyce joins us. Later on in the show, she will take some of your personal readings. We're going to need your month, your day, and the state you are in now when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you and our very special guest, Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth, of course, born as one of two sets of identical twins. She has been psychic since birth, known for her accuracy, amazing accuracy, now internationally respected for her gifts as a psychic and energetic healer. And she personally believes the credit should go to the divine. And here she is back on Coast to Coast. Good to have you back, Elizabeth.
Happy New Year, George.
You too. Looking forward to a great 2018. How about you?
Well, I have a gift for you for 2018.
Oh, you do?
You know I have many predictions, but the main prediction that I see coming this year is that multimedia is going to completely change and it's going to become multidimensional.
Really?
And I'm writing a screenplay from my book, Unlimited Realities, and I'm offering you a part in it. And the person that's really helping me is Ed Asner, and he said he'd love to come on Coast to Coast and talk to you.
Oh, I'd love to have Ed. I love the guy. Just an amazing person.
He loves you too, and he's willing to come on at any time. But we're going to have something called, not entertainment, but infotainment. You know, we have such wonderful technology, and all of the people that do the entertainment love the special effects. Now we're going to have not millions of people, but billions of people go into the theater, go into meditation, work their chakras, and learn from the media how to work with these energies.
Perfect.
So that will uplift their life, bring them into a higher consciousness, and we've already started. It's really exciting, don't you think?
I do too. We need a good year, don't we, as people?
We do. And I know that we're going to have a weather upsetting year because of the energies. But this, I see all television programming changing. I see psychics and energy healers becoming respected. Someone like Carolyn Mitz, who was absolutely fabulous, and Louise Hay was my teacher.
Ah.
And these people are going to make the difference between fact and fiction, and they're going to show unbelievable things so that they can become believable, because everybody can do this. They just have to learn. It's like taking dancing lessons or piano lessons.
How do you, I might as well throw this out for you, the stock market, because we're getting mixed views, but there are some people who think it's going to soar.
It's going to go to 35.
Wow, 35,000?
That's right, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't get freaked in February. We have an upset coming, but one of these minor things that we've lived through. We could lose a world leader or have a little bit of an upset with this Bitcoin stuff, and the market can go down, but it will rally. It's going over 35,000 this year.
That'll be huge if it goes that high.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a great year. I know that everybody's angry at the president. I just want to say that no matter what they do to impeach him, it's not going to work. That doesn't mean that other things aren't going to happen. This is the year. This is a fated year, George, just like 2001 was a fated year.
Yeah.
And this is the year that we're going to remember. It's the year of earthquakes, and of course we'll still have that rain and intense weather. We have very cold weather because, believe it or not, we're going into a freeze, and I don't see that changing, but I see that changing how we think about our housing and protection. And it's the year of earthquakes and attempted assassinations, but that's everywhere.
You know, yesterday I went out for New Year's Eve, and with some friends of mine, and you know, we sat around listening to people talking about 2017, Elizabeth, and almost all of them said, I'm so glad this year is gone. But you know what? I hear that all the time, don't
right,
you?
I hear it every year.
Yeah.
And last year is nothing compared to what this is going to be. You know, we're going to have different housing. I want to talk about that a little bit. Instead of having our square housing, we're going to start having more rounded, more elliptic ways of building with stronger materials so that the cold weather won't destroy the house. and maybe fire won't either. The windows have to be strengthened. Did you hear in Wisconsin that it got so cold that the windows broke? And
yes.
Up in Canada,
they
too.
Cracked. Yeah.
Right, and that's going to change because it's leading us to having better technology.
I'm amazed. Cars are still running here in the Midwest. I'm in St. Louis. It got down to -7 last night. And, I mean, that is cold. I mean, that freezes the air in your tires just about.
Yep. Well, it's going to be that way for a while. And it's going to be that way every year, right through 2050.
Why?
So, yeah, we're going to have...
What's happening?
Well, the Earth's axis was changing. It was just a hair. And, of course, you may have heard about it, you may not have, but it changes our weather patterns. And I see Korea...
So just a little nudge. Just a nudge will do that to
you.
Yeah,
and North Korea is doing all these things under the ocean, and they are going to be part of a coming earthquake that's going to go underneath over to Alaska and down Vancouver and into Northern California.
Oh,
that's
geez.
Coming almost any time because of what they're doing under the water.
Is that a 2018 prediction?
That's a 2018 prediction, yes.
A big earthquake in that region.
We're going to have lots of earthquakes, but that's going to be one of the main ones.
Gosh, just what we need, huh?
Well, it happens. We had one in Japan, and, you know, that was caused by taking too much oil out of the Gulf. You know Richard Hoagland.
Yeah.
Of course
yeah.
you do. Well, he showed us. We were on a cruise during the Japanese...
Tsunami?
Tsunami, yeah. And he showed us how it happened, and it was fascinating. But science is really coming out this year with technology. Not only that, we're going to be drilling for oil off the planet.
Oh, really? How are we going to get it back here?
The same way we got there to drill for it. I'm not sure.
That's a
about
big
that.
Tanker. That's a big tanker to get it over here.
I know. I just know that it's going to be done with our technology, and a lot of it we're not even aware of.
Talk about the Alaskan pipeline. What if we have a pipeline from, like, a different planet?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
God, that would be long.
An asteroid or the moon or something. I think we're going to discover how to do it. It takes time, I know, to get...
Trouble is, with the rotation of the planets and the moon, it would bust the pipe. You know what?
Well, you don't know what we can do.
But well, that's true.
There's going to be a new way of doing it. Maybe it's a matter of minerals and using some kind of a vibration thing.
Well, I've got my own psychic concerns of North Korea, Elizabeth, and I'm hoping there's no war. I'm hoping that people within North Korea will take care of their own issues.
Well, they're going to, and it's very funny because I had a dream, and here was the dream, that Kim was forced to climb this mountain based on an old tradition that every leader had to climb this mountain at a certain point, and as he's climbing it, his own people put bombs underneath it and blow up the mountain, and that's the end of him.
Huh.
So what that dream told me is that we're not going to go in. We may go in and do some damage, but it's not going to be a nuclear bomb. There's not going to be a nuclear explosion over there, and they're going to take care of him, his own people. And that's the way it should be, George.
So you were saying that there's going to be some kind of bump in February. What kind? Economic?
Well, I felt it was the death of a person or the threat of a leadership or something, and that the market would react at that time. We have some sad days coming. I mean, I look at the people that I projected would pass is George W. Bush, and I think that we're going to lose Bill Clinton for whatever reason, and Soros is probably going to go, although I don't know if anybody will cry too much over that. So there are some people that are leaving, and when that happens, there's a reaction, but there's more of a reaction when there's an upset in government or in the way that we run things. And the way that we run things is being completely changed. Watch what happens in the UN.
Okay, we will do. Now, when these psychic things come to you,
yes.
How do you meditate? Do you concentrate? How do these things happen to you?
Sometimes I'm reading something. Sometimes I'm at the computer. And sometimes I just start to write, and then the rest of it comes. It's like automatic writing.
Okay.
And most of it is automatic writing.
What do you see with China this year?
China is going to play two odds against the middle. They're very good at it. They play with Russia. They play with us. I don't see them as disruptive. I see them as helping with Korea, not that they're going to allow us in too close, but they will be some sort of a supportive part of it.
You see a U.S. warship sinking. That's not a good thing.
A U.S. warship sinking. But that can happen for a lot of reasons. It can happen from sabotage underneath. It can happen from bad weather. It can happen because there's an earthquake. And I felt more that it was going to be a natural thing than an attack.
Well, I would hate to see it happen, but I would rather it be natural than an attack.
Right.
Because that means war.
I know. I don't see that. You know where I think we're going to have our first problem is going to be Pakistan and India, and we don't talk about that too much.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the president just slapped Pakistan saying, why do we give you all this aid
when you're
supporting terrorists?
I've been saying that for years. I have been saying that for years, and that's not the only country either.
You are predicting a Hispanic Latino president
or vice president
in 2020.
That could be.
So to me, that either means that President Trump dumps Mike Pence or gets defeated by a Democratic group.
That could be. I do see a Democratic Congress in November when we vote again.
All right.
I see it going Democratic. And I see the Supreme Court being placed, two people going into the Supreme Court this year.
And your accuracy is pretty darn high, isn't it?
Yeah, I sent you a letter with all of my accuracies
in
2017.
Yeah, you did.
It's amazing. You know, let me tell you the life that got saved because they listened to me. The trouble is people don't listen. I was on the phone with a man in Galveston when Harvey was coming in.
Yeah.
And I said, you have to leave now. I have animals. Put them in the car and go. I'll do it in the morning. You won't do it in the morning. You'll do it now. And when I pick up on another person, George...
And he listened to you?
Their energy goes through my body, so I get excited because their higher self is like beating them over the head with a baseball bat, and
right.
They won't listen. So I got a call 3 days later, and he thanked me, and he said, I saved his life. He said that the family home had been there for years and had never been harmed, but that it got totally eradicated. And he was so thankful that I had made him let go. I had another one, a man called, whose father had passed in Florida, and he had to sell the house. And what was said to him was that he had to take the first offer and that he'd make about $20,000, not anymore. Don't get greedy with it. Just sell it and let it go and do it right away. So he did. He sold the house, and he made $19,500. Isn't that a hoot?
That is.
And 4 months later, when Harvey came in, there was 18 feet of water over that house.
Oh, timing. It's all about timing.
Beautiful letter. And all I could say to him was, thank you for listening. People don't want to do what they're instructed. And then, of course, you know, they kill the messenger.
What do you see, Elizabeth, as the most dramatic thing changing in 2018?
Land, and people are going to try are going to move from fear into recognizing the divine and recognizing their own inner powers. There's going to be a realization that we don't have to be abused, that we don't have to give lip, you know what giving lip is,
mm-hmm.
and that we don't have to do things for others at the expense of ourselves. So self-realization and self-transformation is the key to 2018, and that's what will keep us safe. And as we go into these movies and they start changing the television shows and the movies into hopeful, uplifting messages, it's going to be so helpful to everybody. It's going to take away this anger that we have now.
You believe that there's going to be some satellite hacking in 2018. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, I do. I think they're doing it now. I think it's going to get worse with the hacking, and because the technology is going faster than the human being can absorb it. Don't you agree?
Sure.
We have so much technology, and these people will do anything just to be able to do it. They don't care who they hurt. Identity theft, calling the elderly and getting them to talk on the phone because they know that they need a phone call and they need human contact.
And
so they
scam them. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And I laugh every single time. I got a call about the PC thing, let us go into your computer. Of course, I don't have a PC. I'm a Mac girl. And I said to the girl, I said, are you a mother? She said, yes, I have three children. I said, answer me this. How can you sit there and call people every day and blatantly lie to them and go home to your children? And she couldn't. She went,
she couldn't answer you, could she?
No, she couldn't.
You say there's going to be some revelation about diet soda. What the heck is that?
Well, you know what? We shouldn't be having diet soda. It should not be sold. When my sister was in the hospital and they brought me a diet ginger ale, I threw it in their face. I said, how can you even have this in the hospital? Anything that's diet that has that aspartame in it is hurtful. And they have linked it to Alzheimer's. They have also linked it to autism.
What about cancer?
Cancer, I believe, is part of it, too. But it's going to be amazing when they see what some of these fake foods, the GMO foods, does to the body. They're certainly not helpful.
You see a bombing by the U.S. against railway lines and bridges to disrupt North Korea.
Right. If he doesn't disappear, it will escalate. But I think he's going to disappear.
Before
well,
that?
That's a possibility, George. That's not a definite.
Is there a date on that?
Midsummer, late summer.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything hopeful other than the stock market?
Oh, well, that's pretty hopeful. Yes, I think
stocks.
I think that we're throwing away the lies, the deceits, the hardness, and the I'm going to take your money, and I don't care what happens to you. I think those values are changing. I think that we are going into a more community type of life. We are going to make it easier for others as well as ourselves. We're going to drop the anger. And a lot of this is going to be done by multimedia and new movies as well as inner awareness. This is a spiritual renaissance year.
How so?
Well, because people are going to learn and realize that they are not alone and that what we do does affect other people. And they're going to lessen their anger and lessen their aggression towards others. The values used to be, I'm going to make money, I'm going to be the president of the company, and everybody out of my way. But that's not happening anymore. That's changing now.
You believe prison populations are going to be reduced?
I do.
What happens there?
Well, the people that are in for good behavior will wear their ankle bracelet, and they'll be able to be at home.
That's an interesting twist.
That's an interesting twist, and hopefully a good one. It's more of this technology that we're coming into. I also believe that we're going to have cars that we're not driving, and I think that we're going to be able to put a train on a track and have it arrive somewhere and deliver goods.
On its own?
On its own, yes.
Oh, gosh, I don't like that.
Well,
I'm not going to get in a driverless car, are you?
No. No, not me. I don't know. It has to be perfected. But the thing to me is that if we're in a driverless car, then it's regulated and we can't turn off on a road if we see pretty scenery.
Yeah, but what if technology fails?
Oh, I know. It does. Well, it does now.
Galore.
I mean, you know, we have car accidents. We have airplane accidents. The drones, we're not going to have the Mexican wall. This is really interesting. I see laser beams. And drones at the Mexican border.
You know, that's what I said when the campaign was starting. I said a wall was ridiculous, that we've got technology that we can stop and detect instantly.
Well, they're going to have those electronic invisible beams that if you go through you get that shock type thing like we do with our dogs. I think that's what they're going to do, and I think that it's going to be a lot less expensive.
It is less expensive, and it doesn't
look
bad. And
it will be along the entire, it can cover more of an area. It's amazing what they can do with the electronic beams now. You can be in a helicopter with a cell phone with some kind of a switch that can turn off and on your oven. It can also turn off and on a device
that maybe
we don't want.
Elizabeth, we're going to come back and take some phone calls with people. And as you said, you'll do some quick readings, which we'll need, obviously, your name, the month and day you were born, and the state you are now in. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Elizabeth Joyce with us. Next hour, Mitchell Horowitz joins us, and we'll be talking more about the future. Are you looking forward to 2018 this year, Elizabeth?
Because I know that lots of things are going to happen that are very positive. It's going to be a good money year for people because it's an earth sign, and I think we're going to have a lot on the housing market. I think that's going to improve tremendously. I've already mentioned the new types of housing, but I also think construction is going to become stronger. And all of it strengthens the economy and gives us jobs.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We'll take calls, too. We need your month, day, name, and the state you are in now, and she'll give you a little reading. You get very detailed. I mean, you talk about police weapons this year. Yes. Are going to have biometric gun safety locks.
Yes.
What is the catalyst for that?
So that they don't go off accidentally, or that there's more surety in whenever they have to use them. Protection.
That's interesting. You do go into detail on your predictions, don't you?
I always have. In fact, I was told by the Sedona Journal that I write my predictions differently from everybody else. They write paragraphs and stories, and I just write it as it flows.
Yeah.
That's automatic writing, George.
Has this always happened to you since you were a little girl?
Yes, yes.
What a great gift.
Yeah, one of the things was one of the women knew that I liked numbers and horses, and so she'd tell me the names of the horses.
To bet on?
And right on. I was right on. She'd win every time. She'd
Jeez.
Tell me which one was my favorite, and I'd tell her. I didn't know what she was doing. I was only 8 years old.
That's
pretty funny.
That is funny.
It is.
So let's talk a little bit beyond 2018, if we can, and then we'll go to the calls.
Okay.
What does 19 and 20 look like?
Well, we're going into some difficult times. They're called the terrible 20s. The 20s are going to be difficult because of a lot of things that have happened prior to, laws that have been made, banking laws, and we're also going to have a food shortage because of the weather. So there's going to be lots of adjustments in the 20s. And we have to get through it together. As you said, I heard you say before, we're just going to have to buckle down and get through it together.
Yep.
So the Capricorn, we have Saturn in Capricorn. That's the hand of the Father. And it is not an easy time. It never is. It will show you what you have to let go of. You know, people have a hard time letting go of their habits. We're going to have a total change of consciousness by the end of this year. Every person will be touched by this energy. And it can be good if you understand that it's really for growth.
All right, let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Kai, October 1st in California. October 1st in California. Kai, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Okay, Elizabeth, take it away. Do what you do.
What's your question, Di?
I just wanted to know what you had to say about...
No. You have to ask me a direct question.
How will my family situation with my children be?
There you go. Family situation with his children.
You need to loosen up a little bit with some of them. Are there three?
Yes.
Okay. You need to loosen up with them a little bit. And you have a son?
Two sons.
Okay. One of them you're having a struggle with, an emotional battle is going on. And I guess what I want to tell you, just let them be who they are. And you have to give advice to your kids, but if they're older, if they're 18-ish in that age and older, they have to make their own decisions. So love them through whatever they have to go through. And if you're not quite as critical, if you reword the things you say to them and show them that you have support, you'll have their love. You have their love anyway, but you know how kids are. They want to do it their way and in their time. So just remember that.
All right, Kai, good luck to you. And when you give these readings, how do you do this? What do you feel?
I go to California and I feel his vibration, and then I read it. I don't know how to tell you, George. That's
it just happens.
It does.
It just happens. Let's go to Barbara now, March 3rd, 3-3, in the state of Washington. Barbara, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. This is a great program tonight.
It's interesting. Good way to kick off 2018.
Yeah,
what is your question for Elizabeth?
I just wanted to see what finances look like this coming year.
Finances for Pisces. Oh, my goodness, it's been a struggle for 2 or 3 years for you. And the thing that happens with you, I'm sensing, is that all of your expenses will hit you at once, and then you'll have a free time where you finally get it all paid back almost, and it all starts all over again. Isn't that true?
It is.
Yeah, it's a cycle. That's going to get better for you, and it's going to really get better for you as you head towards the end of the year. So
okay.
This is going to be a year that you will be able to accumulate money.
All right.
Just make sure that you put it in the bank and you don't give it away to everybody else, my dear Pisces.
All right. Good luck,
Barb. Be frugal.
Good luck. That's good advice.
Happy New Year.
That's absolutely good advice. You have one prediction, which is one of the weirdest I've ever seen. You talk about the Italian banking crisis, and it's going to cause chaos in Italy, for crying out loud. Why? What's going on there?
We've had a lot of international banking laws change. They changed on October 1st. So I'm not quite able to touch what it is. All I saw was that there was confiscation. The officials are taking money away from the public, and it will be very sad.
You see the banking system getting cyber attacked worldwide.
I do. You know, Belgium already lost $80 billion, and they can't get it back.
They don't know where it is.
People want us to go on to this Fed coin and Bitcoin. You got to stay away from that stuff. That's bad news. The minute that we lose our banks and our money, we lose our freedom.
Next up, we go east of the Rockies. We're going to California. Brandy is with us, May 22nd. Hi, Brandy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You too. How about a question for Elizabeth?
Yes. I am going through a... kind of a big court custody battle right now. Mm-hmm. And my very young daughter I'm basically trying to protect her, and I'm trying to make these people that could possibly help see what's happening. And no one seems to be seeing it, or they're just blatantly ignoring it.
Okay,
and,
first of all, honey, calm down a little bit, if you will. Tell me your birthday again and your daughter's birthday.
Mine is May 22nd.
May 22nd. You're just coming to Gemini. And hers is what?
Hers is November 6th.
November 6th.
Scorpio. You will have success this year with your battle. And it would be really good if you could talk to a lawyer and follow what he does. I know that you get very emotional. You get frustrated because you feel like people aren't listening to you or believing you. But
yes.
Trust in the universe, trust in your daughter, stay close to her, keep the communication open, and try not to get so angry. If you just look at it as something that you have to go through, but it will all work out the right way, you're going to be fine. Hang on to that.
Okay, so she's going to be okay, and she'll be safe.
She's going to be fine. She's very bright, and she is going to be fine.
Okay.
All right, Brandy, there's some hopeful news for you for 2018, to be sure. That's never easy either, Elizabeth, is it? Child custody cases.
No, it isn't. And, of course, if she contacts me offline, I can help her even more because I am a paralegal, and I have been through a lot, so I could probably be very helpful to her.
Would you like us to give out that phone number?
Yes, it's 201-934-8986.
Folks, don't call it until after she's off the air.
Well, it's a 24-hour answering service, so it's
right.
Okay.
201-934-8986. I'll give it one more time before she's off the air with us. And her website, new-visions.com, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com as well. Fascinating year then ahead. Is it going to be a fast year or slow year? I mean, 2017 went by it like a rocket ship.
It's going to be we're going to have three rocket ship years. 18, 19, and then 2020. Lots of changes, lots of battles. You know, the Democrats, the Republicans, that type of thing. We're also going to have a change over in England. I think Charles is going to become king before 2020. It might happen this year.
And the queen keeps going, doesn't she?
She does. Well, her mother
My gosh.
Her mother was 103.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they have longevity, that's for sure.
The sadness around her is her husband. We may lose him.
Yeah. How old is he? He's 90-something, isn't he?
96.
Yeah.
But he has not been well.
96, how can you be after a while, huh?
Oh, you can be, okay.
That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, that is a good run.
Bruce is with us, July 28th, in the state of New York. Hello, Bruce. Good morning to you.
Hi, George. Yeah, I got a lot of things going, and you know it all anyway. But the future for me and the village I live in and with the things that I'm doing now, I want to find out what is the best conclusion and if what I'm doing is correct.
Okay, I need a direct question. That's very general.
What
are you doing
and
what do you want?
Well, basically is that the village and the, because I'm totally blind and everything else that goes along with that, is that I have to constantly make sure that what I do is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And everything from them trying to take my house to a lot of things like that.
You're going to have a little bit of a confrontation in February. I'm not sure what that's about, something that hasn't been resolved yet. It seems to me that some people in their ego want to not kowtow to you, although you deserve to be kowtowed to, and so there's some battles going on in this organization as well as about you. But just walk through it and know that you're going to be, you're fine, you're protected, you've got wonderful angelic guides around you, and you are going to get through it. There isn't much of being right to do. You're protected, you're fine. You're a good person, too.
You're worrying that is right on the mark.
So you're going to be fine.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce, good luck to you, too. Do you tell people bad news, too, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
If it's there, it's there.
I have to, George. I'm the psychic that will not tell you what you want to hear. I will tell you the truth.
Well, you can't beat that. Let's go to Shelby, May 6th in Nevada. Hi, Shelby. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, George and Elizabeth. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been pondering moving for a while, and it's a big move because I live in Lake Tahoe. I love it, but it's just tourist and just not the same. And I've got my eye on a little farm in Oregon, which I really love. And
if you feel that it's right for you, then that's fine. I'm feeling that it's a little isolated. I want to ask you if you're going to be moving alone or with another person. There's possibly another person that would be with you.
Oh, no, my whole family.
Your whole family, okay. So there are other people. And you would want to make sure that you have your well water and make sure that you have what you need. And it's a good move. It's fine. When we get to the point of where our town seems dull and we're bored, and it's because Spirit is having us move on to a new place to meet new people so that we can grow. So all of your family's souls are going to grow. Their consciousness is going to grow. They'll be learning new things, and you will get out of stagnation, which is always healthy. I support it. I think you'll be there by your birthday.
Oh, my gosh. You mentioned the well. I was reading its well report tonight.
I must be psychic, George.
You must be, Elizabeth. How do you do this?
I don't know.
All right, good luck, Shelby. Hope it works out for you. She's going to buy the farm, I guess, huh?
Yes, I think she should. It would be very good for her, especially with all the changes that are coming. They can grow their own food, and they can become self-sufficient.
Might be time for a few more calls. We'll go to Kathy now in Idaho. October 20th is Kathy's birthday. Hi, Kath.
Hi. Happy New Year.
You too.
George, may you flourish and prosper.
You too.
Thank you.
Good prediction.
My question, Elizabeth, is am I safe where I'm living right now? And am I going to be asked to move? In other words, am I secure in my living situation here that I have currently in North Idaho?
I don't feel any problem with it. I feel that your mind isn't secure because of something that happened in the past. And so you make yourself feel uncomfortable more than you really are. It's a perception rather than a reality. So what can you do to make yourself feel more secure? Idaho is a great state.
Wonderful
my
state.
My box is unpacked.
Pardon?
get all my boxes unpacked from my last move here.
Well, why don't you unpack them and say I'm nesting?
No, I've never been this way before.
Okay, well, it's time. It's time to nest. It's time to make it your own, and it's time for you to belong. And you certainly do belong to the universe, and you belong to the earth, and you can enjoy it. I feel a good year, but you have to let go of some of the things that you're regretting and missing.
Here's that phone number again for Elizabeth Joyce to give her a call. Somebody's there to answer it at 201-934-8986. Her website's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Elizabeth, in 30 seconds, what's our biggest issue to face in 2018?
The biggest issue to face is going to be the rumblings of the earth and the changes in the weather and the changes in governments all around the world. Just follow your own heart. Stay centered. Don't get moody. Don't get out of sorts. And know that it's all perfect.
Super. And Elizabeth, let's get Ed Asner on the program. Love to talk to him, okay?
Well, we'll do that in the next month or so.
All right, we'll do it. I'd love to talk to Lou Grant. We'll be back with more on Coast to Coast AM.